Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Standin.
Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the mightier 1090 ESPN radio. Pete Gray here along with Rock God Rick Mexa in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma. We have a great guest, Brian Wynn, the speed jigging expert, the cigar aficionado. Really super show. The first hour went by so fast. Unbelievable. And Brian brought a phenomenal prize, yeah. And then thanks to Costa, we have a phenomenal prize.
Yeah, two. You couldn't have said it better. Two unbelievable prizes. If you want to get your shot at those, as we said at the beginning of the show, give us a call, man. We actually have one line open. It's been packed the entire show. We do have one phone line open, and that's 213-432-1090. 213-432-1090. The other way that you can get through is via the Let's Talk Hookup app, and it's the text the show option. Texting the show only available through the Let's Talk Hookup app, and as we said at the beginning of the show, make sure you include your contact information along with your questions, because we are giving away two rad prizes. Pete, you said it best, a brand new pair of Costa sunglasses. You're going to get a code that's good for a huge variety of different Costas. You'll pick the ones that you want, and you're going to get a brand new pair of Costas, the best glasses on the water sent your way. Then another great prize, custom hand-tied assist hooks by the man, the cigar aficionado. And, boy, I really appreciate that, Brian. Like, we were talking behind the show, like, a tremendous amount of work went into these. You know, they are very clean and a very, very nice setup.
Cleanest I've ever seen.
Yeah, and beautiful hooks and a great package for one lucky caller or texter at the end of the show today. And, hey, as promised, man.
How many hours of work do you have in those?
That's probably a good hour right there.
Wow.
Doing these hooks. I mean,
yeah.
You know, it's not necessarily anything that's too time consuming. Obviously, if you know what you're doing, then it goes by pretty quick, or you have the right tools. I remember doing these by the hundreds for one of the tackle shops in 2017 without the right tools. I'm sitting there with
now you have the right
now
tools.
I got the right tools to get everything going and really doing. I don't sell them. I just make them for myself. But I thought it would be something that's really nice. You know, it's a lot of the guys out there, they go in and they buy all the jigs and they just want to make sure they want to rig them right. And it's really difficult sometimes to find the right pairing. And sometimes you help inventory. Becomes an issue these days, right?
Sure.
So now they've got something here that hopefully will last them through the season.
It's a special package for
sure.
And the Costa sunglasses are a special package too. And we're back in line with regular giveaways from Costa. I'm going to mention something real quick. I was at Pyramid Lake this past week with Darrell Davis and Jimmy Nalen, and you and I wear the same glasses every day. The Rinconcito with the silver gray
silver mirror,
and for what. Whatever reason, I just like put them on. But I'm going to tell you something. So I wasn't. It was a real visual thing up there. A lot of sight fishing, and I wasn't seeing the fish nearly as well as Harold and Jimmy were. And Jimmy looks, and Jimmy's a little bit forward with his thinking. He goes, "What the heck are you wearing those things for? Those glasses? You should know better than that. You wear bronze in the freshwater." So fortunately, I had the Costa bronze green mirror that is Steve Lasley's favorite on the water and my favorite. I had those. It was like turning the lights on.
Yeah, right.
It was the difference between the two shades between a gray and the bronze or the green
green mirror.
It was night and day. So don't just have one pair of glasses.
Yeah.
Have multiple pair, because it made all the difference in the world in being able to see the fish.
So now that bronze that you really like, it is available in a silver mirror forward also. If you really like the kind of low pro look that silver mirror affords for you, but you want that color going out, well, that is now, it's a newer.
Bronze silver mirror.
Yeah, it's a newer color. Yeah.
I do love those green silver mirror though.
Yeah.
But the key is, and if you're doing sight fishing, bronze is what you definitely want.
That any of that, like,
I should know better, but I should have known that.
Any
but,
of that,
yeah,
like, tinted copper, bronze, amber type colors, it really provides a better color contrast.
Yes.
So the difference in contrast between the bottom and the fish stand out better.
Yeah.
And your grays, you know, relax your eyes better, and offshore and really bright, you know, you're not squinting through them at all. But when you're trying to discern two differences in the color of fish, like, you can't beat it. You can't beat that lens.
Absolutely. And also that I love that green, bronze green for spot and kelp patties too.
Right.
Really heightens the,
same with breezers,
yeah.
Like to the little,
yeah,
bit of, like,
oh,
shade,
yeah,
contrast. Yeah.
I'm
with you.
Yeah, for sure. All right. Let's find out what's catching.
You got it, dude. It's time for the catch for today. Our fishdope.com report. Hey, we know it, man. It's the best quality, the easiest in-and-out pull-throughs, and the lowest gas prices. That Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena. Pull up to the expanded Summit Gasoline and get those low, low gas and diesel prices for your car, your truck, your trailer boat. They can now accommodate 24 cars and trucks fueling at the same time, plus 12 diesel pumps. The Bistro is full of all the great things you need for a day on the water, plus you can get 100 pounds of free ice with a 35-gallon fill. Go say hi to Martha and their friendly staff at Summit Gasoline. Free ice for Let's Talk Hookup listeners, and always the low prices at the San Diego Sports Arena. We're going to start it off with our private boater buddy, Captain Mark Wish of Pacific Edge, is on the line. Good morning, Mark.
Morning, Ricky, Pete, Brian. Great show, man. Just loving listening to all this stuff. This is awesome.
Thanks, Mark.
But,
thank you.
So, once again, guys, Mother Nature disrupted our weekend fishing a little bit here. That inside slider did not have hardly any rain, but, man, limits of wind.
Dude.
Yesterday afternoon was world-class, gusting 55 up at Rosa, 61 at Santa Barbara last night, Santa Barbara Island.
Whoa.
Over 50 at Cat. Yeah. But fortunately, that big wind was mostly on the outside. You know, we certainly got some on the coast, but not quite great. They got, and it is backing down and looking much better this upcoming week, fortunately. So before the weather, we had some pretty good signal, really good sea bass and halibut fishing up north there at Santa Rosa and Santa Cruz. World-class fishing, no doubt. A day or two for those guys to get back on it, though, unfortunately. But, you know, some of that squid fish, some of that sardine fish, and quite a few of that real good grade halibut is caught on that light-colored plastic. Those guys are real pros at doing that stuff up there. San Nicolas and Santa Barbara Island, again, this is before the wind, but there was some really flat, calm conditions for a little bit. And, guys, with the 2024 rockfish rigs now in effect, there were some big changes. And, you know, some of that affects those islands out there a lot. The Calcod Conservation Zone is now gone, so you can fish deeper. But what they're finding is if you're fishing deeper, especially around Nick and SBI there, you got to deal with releasing cowcods. Cannot keep cowcods. And so you've got to have that descending device. It is a regulation now. And also, you got to read footnote 4 in the regs there. The descending device in possession and available for immediate use. You got to have it rigged and ready to go. So you got to be paying attention here, guys. And also with the new regs, we're down to only 2 red snappers. Crazy, but that's the way it is. So we're at Catalina. Big breaking news. Breaking news from Catalina.
Ooh.
And no, I'm not talking about wide open sea bass, hardly. But there was one yellowtail caught at
Ooh.
The island before the wind. I think
wow.
That's the first one in a long time. And, you know, the conditions were looking good. Water was up to 62, 63, and a little bit more surface action. You know, the bass are waking up and bonita and a little bit of barracuda, and the water was clean. It was looking good. And, of course, that one yellowtail. And then, like I said, it was gusting 50 last night. So we're in the recovery mode over at the island for a few days. And locally, same setup there. Bass fishing was trying to get good. It is late April. And the water was creeping back up into the 60s after some other wind. But, you know, again, we're going to be recovery mode here for a little bit. But the best fish story of the week, this is a good one. We have some good regular customers there, Robin and Don. They buy all kinds of stuff from us on a regular boat. So anyway, they came in last Saturday to get their new licenses and some other things. And they've been fishing off the boat. Right in Huntington Harbor, their slip is right kind of on the way to the launch ramp in Huntington Harbor. and Robin's fishing off the back, casting around a quarter ounce hookup bait on a little 8-pound test spinning outfit, and she gets a bite, and she's fighting this fish and fighting the fish, and all the dock neighbors come down and add encouragement and advice and so on and so forth. Anyway, she gets this up, and it's like a really nice halibut. Well, they were going to let it go just because they didn't want to get the back of the boat all bloody. And one of their neighbors said, oh, no, you're not, runs over with the gaff. And half an hour later, he's on the barbecue for their fish fry for Saturday afternoon. So you don't have to go so far to get those better fish. Just try right there in the harbor sometimes. But that's this week's report. Not a whole heck of a lot going on. I sure wish you'd find those bluefin tuna for us, Brian. Yeah, definitely MIA. But hopefully we got more to talk about next week.
Yeah, and of course, Danny and the boys at FishDope.com keep you apprised of everything going on. Weather, water conditions, all of that stuff, fish reports. It's all included in FishDope.com. $30 off a new membership to FishDope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW. And Mark, how do we find you?
Well, Pete, we're in Huntington Beach. We're on the corner of both of Chica and Edinger. And phone number at the store is 714-840-4262. The website's PacificEdgeTackle.com. And, hey, Pete, if you can, why don't you lay out some of those real pretty jigs that you guys have been talking about and take a picture of that and put that up. I think
that's a good idea. Yeah, you know, actually, we have the package, and we'll take out lay out those things, and we'll put it up on our Instagram page, our new Instagram page, which because we got hacked on the other one, it's Let's Talk Hookup Radio Show. Let's Talk Hookup Radio Show is our Instagram page.
We should say, too, we got hacked, and neither Pete nor I knew what to do, so Pete just started over again.
Even Meta didn't know what to do. So they couldn't give me any answers, so we just had to start from scratch.
Which is now Let's Talk Hookup Fishing.
Let's Talk Hookup Fishing, excuse me. Yeah, Let's Talk Hookup Fishing. So, and you know, with the name Let's Talk Hookup, it gets confused with other things,
does,
you know. And so they thought it was some kind of a illegal site, you know, and stuff. So they
it would have been a cool story.
I
met my wife on Let's Talk Hookup.
Yeah, exactly.
That's funny.
Yeah. So, Let's Talk Hookup Fishing is the new handle on our Instagram page. And we'll post a picture of those incredible hooks that Brian has given away here.
Yeah.
Real soon, for sure. Thanks, Mark. Appreciate that. We'll talk to you next Saturday.
Great. You got it. We'll see you guys.
See you, buddy. Hey, now let's head on over to C4 Sport Fishing. We got our buddy Marcos on the line right now. What's up, Marcos?
Good morning, guys. How's everyone doing today?
Doing great this morning, buddy.
Excellent.
Just hoping to hear about a little bit of fishing. I know we had some weather that we struggled with, but what's going on in Seaforth?
Yeah, the weather definitely has not been nice to us this season. Like, it just knows when the weekend's rolling in and decides, you know, I'm going to be a little rough. So we had some trips scheduled to go out this weekend on some day and a half, but though they all canceled, did let that weather settle down. Tough fishing, like I know you just heard about that. The bluefin have been kind of not cooperating there. But the good news is the Polaris Supreme is going out this morning. And there is one Frank Lopresti on that Polaris Supreme trip this morning. He's actually going fishing, so I warned him expectations are high. We expect the bluefin to get rolling on this trip. You know, it's expecting to take over there. So hopefully we get some good news from them. I know last weekend they had a handful of bluefin, a little tough, good rock fishing in the middle of the week. The new Seaforth, it's been great rock fishing since that opened back up there. Nice mix of reds, deep water rockfish. When they come in and fish shallow, a nice mix of other stuff in there. You got that whitefish, sheephead, sculpin. And definitely keep an eye on that schedule. We're running those trips pretty much every day. We're, like I said, back to those two trips a day. What the kind of plan has been over the last couple weeks here as we got started is fishing deep in the morning and then fishing shallow in the afternoon to get a little variety in there. So keep that in mind. It's not a set in stone thing, but definitely check the website, seaforthlanding.com. Full schedule up there for those half-day trips. See, San Diego, their first trip was going to be today. They added some trips in, but that weather shut that down. So their first trip will be tomorrow morning. They're going to go down to the islands, take a look around, see what's there. They've got trips scheduled through, I believe, June. And most of those are scheduled offshore, but if they go down to the islands this weekend and do pretty well over the next couple of days there, they may make some changes there. So definitely keep an eye on that. Definitely make reservations, but just keep in mind, if they're fishing islands, don't forget those passports are required. And we talk about this, you know, every season. Skip a trip, get that passport. It's good for 10 years.
Yep.
So it's definitely a worthwhile investment.
We talk about that. Just take the passport card like a driver's license, and that works.
Absolutely. Get that passport, add on the passport card, keep that, you know, handy, and that's good for those sea crossings there. So definitely you know, keep that in mind. And it's, like I said, 10 years is basically one, not even a, the price of a full-day trip at this point, and you're good to go there. So, again, check the website, c4thlanding.com. That's half days, the San Diego full days. They've got trips scheduled through, I'm pretty sure through June. I don't think it's about the July schedule yet, but I imagine that'll be pretty soon. We got those 1 days, day and a half. We got some 2 days. All these boats are starting to give us their schedules as they get their charter schedule wrapped up. So lots of options there. Just call at the office, 619-224-3383 if you have any questions. And especially on those immigration rules, if you have any questions, call us, because if you come down here with the wrong paperwork, we can't let you go. You know, we don't want to upset the government there. You are doing a border crossing and dealing with their rules. So if you have any questions on any of that, on fishing, give us a call. Come down, visit in person, get your gear tuned up, and get ready to go, because it's got off to a good start, took a little lull there, but I imagine it's going to pick right back up quick, and before you know it, it's going to be in full swing here.
Man, great info all the way around, Marcos. As always, stoked to have the boat going, and we're excited to have Captain Ryan Boston in the studio with us tomorrow. We're going to be talking all about the San Diego and the upcoming season, and man, just great info as you always do, Marcos. Appreciate it so much, and we'll look forward to another great C4th report next weekend.
We'll talk to you then, guys.
Thanks a lot. All right. That's going to wrap up our catch report today with that great report from Marcos. And I want to remind you, it's sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego, where you get the premier processing experience. Check out the new and easier online system to book your processing for your long-range trips. Now with the addition of new team members, Fisherman's Processing stays far ahead of the rest. More same-day capacity and the finest customer service. Stop by the location in Old Town on Taylor Street or check Fisherman's Processing .com and make those reservations today.
Yeah, for sure. Scott Sherman's online. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning, guys. Great show. Called in to promote the bottom fishing tournament, but I also had a question for your guest. Which one you want first?
Give us the bottom fishing tournament.
Yeah, bottom fishing tournament is officially 2 weeks away from today. It's the 54th annual Southwestern Yacht Club bottom fishing tournament. It's an open tournament to people outside the club as well, and it's a big charity fundraising event where we're raising money to benefit the Friends of Rollo. It's a good time. We start out early in the morning at 6:30 with a shotgun start, final weigh-in 3:30. Then we go in for raffles and auctions, and we use our catch that we get that day and cook up fresh fish tacos for dinner, and it's just a really, really fun event benefiting a good cause, and we're just encouraging people to get out there and sign up. I know we were talking about the yellowtail and tuna not quite happening yet, but the bottom fishing's still going pretty good, so time to get into the tournament.
Yeah, for sure, and it's such a fun tournament, and everybody's invited. It's not just for Southwestern Yacht Club people. It's for everybody involved, and how do we get into it?
Easiest way is to go online. Go to swycanglers.org, and it's right there at the top of the page. You click on it. You can register and sign up everything online right there on the spot. It'll even show you the teams that are currently signed up to fish it. And one other thing I should mention, if you can't get out to fish in the tournament but you want to come to the dinner and support the cause and maybe get into some good raffles and silent auctions, you can also sign up just to come for the dinner ticket only part of the event, which the real fun is the event after the tournament. It's a really, really good time with a lot of good fishing people, and you can share a lot of good secrets.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Now, what's your question for Brian?
Talking about the speed jigging and tuna, has Brian ever tried using it for other species like yo-yo yellowtail and that kind of thing? Would the technique transfer over to something like that?
100%. I will use it in times where you're fishing yellows with a dropper loop, on the bait grounds, on the squid grounds. Works really good. I might change the jig. I personally have not had a lot of success with the longer, slender jigs that we would fish for bluefin. I would say that I've had success with the, original, the style of jig anyway, the original, Shimano butterfly jig. Something that has a little bit more flutter, just a hair bit slower presentation, on it as opposed to the knife jigs, but you can certainly use the same rods like a PE E3 to 6 would be really good because we're, you know, depending on depth, but we're fishing anything from, or I was fishing anything from 100 up to 200 gram jigs for that. And that style of jig, it actually, it lends itself pretty well.
So same rod and reel, but but just maybe alter the jig a little bit, and you could win that bottom fishing tournament.
Yeah.
And you're not talking butterfly flat fall, you're talking the original butterfly.
I'm talking that
more style. Slender, more shorter. Longer and slender than the teardrop shape of a flat fall, but not quite so extreme as the knife jigs that your speed jig and bluefins are.
Correct. It's just sometimes, you know, yellows, I mean, they're such divas, aren't they? I mean, you know.
That's a great
You fire one off at a boil, a surface iron at a boil, and you think you've got its money, and then you turn the handle a little tick too slow or too fast, and you don't get a bite. Well, when they're down in those depths, that's, you know, again, I personally haven't had experience with the longer, slender ones out here in Southern California doesn't mean that they don't work. It just simply, I'm sharing with you my experience. And that original, that style anyway, like you said, Rick, that where it's not necessarily as long, as skinny as a knife jig is, and it's certainly a little longer and skinnier than the flat fall. But
what about fishing rockfish with them? What, same gear and
you do the same thing?
Different
and one,
jig?
You know, one thing that's nice about rock fishing is that you actually now can put, you can pull the hooks off of the bottom, and you can just have the hooks on the top.
Oh,
and so you don't tend to
sink.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. And they bite them good.
Yeah.
They bite them
so what
really
style?
Good. I'll use both. You know, like we, there's a, my, well, my friend Captain Jim Hughes, when we fish on the Cortez. Yeah. He has these, you know, areas that he likes to fish in, but we were fishing the standard fair bluefin jigs that we have, even, you know, fishing it with 80 and 100 pound string, but we just remove the bottom hooks on them.
Yeah.
And whatever you've been using for a bluefin, it does work. Sometimes they key in on smaller baits. This last trip that I just got off of, we couldn't get one on a really super long knife jig, so we'd have to go with something smaller. Yeah, and so you'd get a bite there.
Cool.
But yeah.
All right, great. Hey, Scott, thanks a lot for the information. Appreciate that. Look forward to that tournament. Steve Pinard from Dana Landing's on the line. Good morning, Steve.
Hey, Steve.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Great. Not as good as you, because you're on your way to Panama, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, I'll be a little bit nicer when I get there than this weather. But yeah, no, I'm really looking forward to this.
Going
to the Panama trip with Cass and the crew.
Final cast trip down to Pesca Panama. I'm so jealous.
I had to go for the last Cass's last trip down there.
Yeah, for sure. But big of a
you never know with
next
that guy.
Saturday, right?
Yeah, and obviously I've called him before. Just, you know, you guys have already talked plenty about it, about the live broadcast, obviously, you know, the seminar, the panel of seminars between Corey and Benny and Afrin and everything. Just kind of, you know, last word I want to get out there about it, you know, it kind of rolls right into this. You know, all of our specials we have going on, it's buy one, get one free on Shimano Flat Falls, which would fit in. And, you know, we have 10% off roll reels with free solid Spectre. I mean, you guys know we've done 2-for-1 hooks, lures. Pretty much everything is for sale.
Buy two, get one free on hooks and lures?
Hooks and lures and pretty much everything, you know. We don't do any shows anymore. We don't do any of this. This is our once a year, you know, event, our once a year massive sale. So this is it. You know, we're doing 20% off clothing, and, you know, clothing includes sunglasses, and, you know, we have Costa and Maui Jim, and, you know, you guys know the deal. We can't say we're discounting that stuff, but we carry a lot of, really, really good, you know, Olakai and Extra Tough, and all that's 20% off, which it doesn't go on sale, so.
Wow.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and you said, Bob, who's going to be there to help you fit into the right pair of Costas, which is going to be great. Now, Ben, your son, says in this commercial that there's stuff up to 50% off. Is Ben right?
He's right. Like I said, everything is priced to go.
Wow.
You know, and we also, you know, we have so much overstock from, you know, we have the three locations now. I just moved a couple boxes of reels and, you know, bundles of rods that just, it's overstock over at Lemon Grove, all the stuff from East County Bait and Tackle, so there'll be a whole bunch of freshwater. And I mean, it's straight clearance. There's going to be a table outside. you know, Gene, Mean Gene will be out there just working deals. We have a stack of reels. You know, it's a great thing, and it's a great event.
Your buddy Brent Crenshaw from Charlie's Landing will be having some food, too, huh?
Oh, cool.
Yeah, I spoke to him yesterday, and, you know, he's doing such a great job over there. I think he's going to have little, like, breakfast sliders, you know, to come. And you should go over and talk to him, try his food. It's a great, great product over there.
That's the one over at C4 Sport Fishing there.
Yep. Where Royal Rooster used to be. So,
and we have a great raffle going on, too. And half the proceeds are going to go to CCA California. Half the proceeds are going to go to Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea, right?
You got it. Yep. And, I mean, that you know, we have all the stuff in a box, and now it's a couple boxes. And, I mean, I know that there's some, like, folding chairs, and I think there's some Yeti in there. There's a whole bunch of reels. And every manufacturer, obviously all the manufacturers will be there. Every one of them is dropping a reel or, you know, stack of jigs or hooks or whatever. So it's going to be a nice big raffle, just super, super relaxed. You know, it's like a day at the docks, but it's slow enough that you can actually sit and talk to people, you know. I mean,
and
day at the docks is amazing, but it's just packed.
Yeah, yep. And right next to Fast Lane Kayaks in Mission Bay, because Ron and his crew will have kayak demos and sales on kayak and Salty Crew and all that good stuff, right?
You got it. You got it.
So good, Steve. So that's next Saturday. It starts with, of course, you'll be open at 6, but it starts with the live broadcast. So Let's Talk Hookup at 7, and then the sale goes on till when, Steve?
I think the rest of the day that you can come in and get discounts on most of the stuff, but the event will be over at 1 o'clock. All the guys will leave and we'll go from there.
That sounds great. All right, Dana Landing, right next to Dana Launch Ramps across from SeaWorld in Mission Bay next Saturday. Don't miss it, the summer kickoff sale. Steve, have a great time in Panama, and we'll look forward to being at your place without you next Saturday.
There we go. You guys will survive. Steve. Thanks, guys.
All right, thanks for the call. Appreciate that very much. All right. Hey, I got a great text here from Todd over at TB Metal Arts, our good friend there. And he says, hey, guys, I just wanted to thank Brian for helping me with my dad's Medicare needs. What's your biggest bluefin, Brian? And he says that he still owes you a TB Metal Art.
I have got cows, so it's not really a measure of anything. I as far as a big one on the speed jigging outfits, it's just shy of about $170.
Oh,
yeah,
nice.
But we just kind of go about our ways, and you know, I'm one of the things I'm trying to do more of is my one-on-one workshops. And Todd, thank you, by the way. It was an absolute pleasure working with you and your family. I worked with Todd, and I was with all his brothers to help his dad on that. But
I just gave him my card to say, hey, find out if I'm on the right plan here. So that's what you do.
Yeah, but we get into these workshops, these individualized workshops here. One of the things that I'm trying to do more of too, I'd like to encourage people. I get asked all the time about the mechanical jigging or the fish fighting and things like that. You know, I'm completely open to and welcome. If you want to sit, like, record yourself doing it and sending it my way, I'm happy to kind of provide you with instruction and feedback on what it is that you're doing, and maybe we can get it really tightened up and get you into the world of efficiency here with that. But
the Medicare thing is your real business.
That's your real job.
It's my real job.
And, like, I just want to say, like, if you put a quarter of the effort you do into that, which clearly do, like, you can just, it comes through the radio. Like, you can sense your personality. Like, you don't let little things pass, and, like, you are very passionate about the things you work with, and, like, you just, there's no little things that get by you. And, like I said, how you handle the fishing thing, like, I just am stoked for all the people that you're working with on the other side of things. Like, you have a real knack for working with people and
getting through
things.
Yeah. Thank you.
But hey, when we come back, we got a lot of Let's Talk Hookup, including more of your phone calls and a whole lot more with Brian Wynn. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. My spot is Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. Rockcod Rick here to say if you're looking for the ultimate Alaska experience and the best value in Alaska, it's Kingfisher Charters. Owner Seth Bone and his crew consistently deliver deluxe accommodations, the finest food, world-class fish processing, and top-of-the-line fishing experience. We've literally sent hundreds of our listeners to Kingfisher, and they they all can't wait to go back. Most Alaska resorts make big promises and they don't deliver, or they'll nickel and dime you to drive up the cost, but not Kingfisher. Everything is included. Your license, fish processing, super deluxe accommodations, amazing food, airport transfers, your gear, literally all you need to bring is your layer clothing, and Kingfisher covers the rest. They also have the finest boats and charter captains in Sitka, all for the ultimate value. Take it from me. Book your trip to Kingfisher Charters and you'll thank me. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136, or check kingfishercharters.com. This is Rock Cod Rick for Adventure and Camping, where they bring the adventure to you. If you enjoy camping in the Eastern Sierra but don't own an RV or a trailer or simply don't want the hassle, let Adventure and Camping park it for you. Check out their website, adventureandcamping.com. Select from over 75 campgrounds they serve. Decide on a trailer floor plan that fits your needs. Request a quote for your desired vacation dates. Then just show up and start your adventure. Adventure and Camping makes it so simple. They deliver the trailer to your spot, and you enjoy a clean, spacious trailer. When it comes time to go home, just close the door and drive away. It doesn't get any easier. If you enjoy camping in the Eastern Sierra but don't want the hassle, Adventure and Camping is for you. Check out adventureandcamping.com for details. Make sure you mention that Rock Cod Rick sent you for a special price. Adventureandcamping.com.
Here's the hot tip on the best fishing L.A. has to offer. 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro. They are home to L.A.'s finest open party fleet, including overnight on the Freedom, Catalina Freelance on the Pursuit, half-day trips on the Monte Carlo, and three-quarter day trips on the Sea Angler. For your own private charter, we have the Outrider and True Line available. There's always plenty of free parking and a fully stocked tackle store. 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro. Call 310-832-8304 or on the web at 22ndstreet.com.
This is Bob Hoos at Costa Sunglasses. Visual signs are a critical part of my fishing program, from bay bass to bluefin. I wear Costas to see what's out there. Costas are built with advanced polarization technology with our 580 lens, designed to cut through the sun's glare while providing enhanced color to see more fish. Costa was founded by a group of anglers wanting a high-performance lens for every fishing application. Costa has a West Coast-style frame and lens for your adventures. CostaSunglasses.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. Phones are absolutely packed up. Just one line available if you want it. 213-432-1090. And a lot of great text standing by as well.
And we just heard Rick talking about adventure and camping. Today is the opening day of Eastern Sierra trout season. And Harold Davis sent me a picture of a giant brown trout. Somebody already caught a convict. That was like at 6 a.m. So
Crowley.
It was at Crowley. No, not yet. He'll be there next week.
Of course he will. You guys just got back from Pyramid. Yeah. If he's up there, he's...
No, he'll be there next week.
Of course he will.
But anyway, so we're here from the guys at Adventures and Camping next Saturday about the opener, and I get a full report next Saturday on the show from the great people. And if you want to have super fun time, like Harold was talking about, you know, I'm going to tow my trailer up there do this. And I go, Harold, have you ever heard of adventure and camping? All you have to do is book it for there. They put it in your spot, and then when you leave, you just lock the door and go home. You don't have to worry about anything.
It's just the best. You're not towing at 55. You're driving 75 all the way up there. You're not worried about where you're going to get fuel and pull through. You're not worried about how you're going to shoehorn your trailer into your spot. You go there. It's already set up. The lights are on. The generator's running. Yeah. The fridge is cold. It's the greatest. You open your door and there's a creek with brook trout in it. Steps out the door.
Yeah.
It's the best service ever, man.
Adventure and camping, and Ryan Doerr and his wife run the business. Yeah. A real family operation. Hey, I also want to remind you, be sure to check out this week's edition of Western Out There News. They have an Eastern Sierra preview in there, and interesting too. It's kind of sad, really, about this eradication move by the Catalina Island Conservancy to basically have a no limit plan on and no permit plan to eradicate the deer on Catalina
That's
Island.
So lame.
They're just so lame.
Lame. my God.
It's this whole, you know, pulling out the non-native species and all that stuff. It's like to bring it back to what it was. Eradicate the buffalo, which was like the iconic part of Catalina Island. It's like, it's, I mean.
And it's just like, it's, like all of those plans are just like so that the California Department of Fish and Wildlife, anti-hunter, anti-fisherman, like the mountain lion thing, you know, we was reading it the other day, like they spend, you know, they eliminated, you know, I'm not a big hunter for that, but like they eliminated the opportunity for hunting for them, and then they spend a huge amount of money, the state controlling them, like they could make money by selling, you know, it's the same thing with the deer, like they could make a ton of money that could stay on the island, could go to wildlife for allowing hunters to like drop that population, you know, to the control they wanted, or
absolutely,
or they'll just spend a ton of, they'll not let anybody participate in it, and then spend a bunch of money with helicopters and shoot, it's just
shoot
like
them all.
It's just crazy, they're just, it like it makes no sense, it's like it's a joke.
So anyway, check it out, this week's edition of Western Outdoor News. Phones have been packed, very patient callers, let's jump in.
I'm ready, man. How about this time we talk to John? He's calling us from Escondido this morning. Very patient caller again, John. Thanks for hanging in with us.
Hey, no problem, gentlemen. And, you know, I'm very persistent, you know.
That's right.
Right, well, I'm here at the dock, dude. I'm actually on, I'm on the Shogun. I got just got off a four-day trip on the Shogun. I'm going back on a four-day trip again. You know, damn it, I'm going to get those blue fangs. And so my question is a couple questions, right? What's the difference between slow pitch and fast pitch, right? I've got a slow pitch Phoenix. This thing looks like I can't even catch bass with it. You know, I mean, it's so skinny, right? But it's rated 3.0 to 6.0, like 100 pounds. And I dropped down to 300 feet. And this thing's got backbone. I've got no problem setting hooks in rockfish. And but it just doesn't look like it'd be something that I'd want to fish with. And then I've got, Rick has made me some other, you know, the acid wrap. I've got the 10 fathom 60s two speed that got all tricked out by our buddies up in Fallbrook and everything like that. But you know, can I slow pitch and fast pitch with the same rod, or do you need a different type of rod to do that slow pitch and fast pitch?
Good question, right?
Good question. Yeah. Technically, you can, because it's all based on lure weight and what they'll activate. Now, at the end of the day, slow pitch fishing, at the PCS show, we were able to, we were on stage with, it was myself and James Cicala from West Coast Jiggers, and then it was Benny Ortiz and George Polo. So it was.
Yeah. Ben Ortiz, who works for Shimano.
Yep.
Shimano guy.
Yep, 100%. Yeah. And people made it out to be like East versus West or something.
Yeah.
No. It was really.
Is it the same technique?
It's still at the end of the day, they're both vertical jigging. It just so happens that the presentation is very different.
Of slow versus
speed. Slow. You're using lighter lines. And the jigs are very different. They're wider. You want the fluttering action out of them in a much slower presentation, a more controlled presentation. The speed jigging is certainly I mean, I guess you could say a little bit more aggressive in the way that you work them, and we're really getting after it depending on how the speed of which that those things want it. The tackle is certainly, it looks differently, and then, you know, the on slow pitch, lightweight and, you know, and sleek is really a priority. That's why they use the smaller reels. Their rods are real thin. The handles are really thin on the speed jigging. Speed jigging, the rods are built, are heavier, there's no doubt. You can fish like that PE 4 to 8, you're looking at 200 to 350 grams, sometimes 150 grams, but 200 to 350 is a good area for that rod. While on a slow pitch rod, you're not using a 350 gram jig. I mean, if you are, the probably rod will just flop over and you're down to the handle at this point.
This jig fishing is another thing that's unique in that all of the fishing we've done before, you're basing the rod that you purchase on the size of fish that you're catching and the size of line that you want to use, and with a jig fishing thing, that's not it. You know, you're purchasing the rod based on the size of lure that you want to fish with it. You know, there's rods that fish lighter weight and heavier weight jigs, and you know the action of the rod is going to greatly affect how that jig swims or moves or flutters or whatever you want to call it. You know, because like Brian was saying, you do so much of your fish fighting with the rod pointed at the fish, like the reel is your fish fighting tool, and
so the reel is super important.
Your body is
very
your fish fighting tool. The rod is the lure moving tool. You know, so, just a different style.
Shimano, speaking of NRT, Shimano makes that Osea jigger, right?
Yes.
That's specifically made. Is that
really
a
really nice reel? The question earlier was, hey, what run rod and reel? A PE 4 to 8 with that Osea jigger 4000?
That's
not the
bigger
HG.
Osea jigger.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's a really nice outfit.
Yeah.
You fill it with 80 pound Power Pro, and away you go. Top it with 80, 100, or whatever you like.
Rallo was talking about that last week with Captain's Concept, saying that, like, of, you know, even including the $1,000 jigging master reels, that Osea 4000 is still amongst his most favorite jigging reels. And it's not an insane break the budget purchase either.
Ready to go.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, speaking of Shimano, Blaine Anderson, who is in the marketing department of Shimano back in South Carolina, who knew? He's also a speed jigging expert back there. And I said, hey, I met him at the PCS show, and it's like, you need to come on the show and talk about this. So he's going to spend 2 hours with us on May 18th. So mark your calendar there on Saturday, May 18th, talking about the differences between the two coasts and the similarities of the speed jigging between the two coasts there. And he's seen it all, I can tell you that. So that'll be a good one.
The reason I'm so stoked that you've brought so many great people like Brian and like Blaine to Let's Talk Hookup, is there is a lot of information about jig fishing online and overseas and things like that, but it's not dialed into what we do here on the West Coast. And there's not a ton of people like Brian that are, that have the info for the adaptation on how we do it. It's a lot like, it feels a lot like the deep drop fishery for swordfish. There's tons of people that do it, but how we do it for our fish out here is tweaked a little bit different. And, you're getting this from the source. So I'm just stoked that you're bringing so much info out here, Peter.
We all are, right?
We mentioned it earlier. If you guys want to, we do have openings on an upcoming.
So tell us about that on the Cortez.
On the Cortez.
Jim Hughes, of all people.
That's the my home away from home.
Oh, man.
Who I fish with, period. If you guys want to come out and you want to learn this stuff, now, that doesn't mean that we guaranteed we're going to find bluefin. What it guarantees is that Captain Jim Hughes is going to die trying.
Yeah, that's for sure.
But, we don't need fish to learn this. Yeah. What we need is water. And if your listeners would like to come, get with me on Instagram, the Cigar Aficionado.
Aficionado. Yeah.
Send me a DM. I have openings on an upcoming 2.5-day trip on the Cortez, ultra limited load of 14. It leaves Monday, May 13th.
May 13th.
And we talked about this earlier, right? It could be that trip.
Yes.
Guys are waiting for the reports to go off. One of the things I don't do anymore, I got this from my friend Hal, and he changed it for me. He said, I don't look at fish counts anymore. I look at weather reports. See, that's all I care about.
Yeah.
Because if you want to be on those trips that you read about, you got to go.
Yeah. You got to go.
You got to go.
Yeah.
Right?
You read about it. It already happened.
Yeah. So that's it. Those guys in late March or that March bluefin bite. Everybody wanted to, oh, my God. And then, that's it.
You missed it.
So,
this is ideal times. Just before the full moon, I'm thinking.
Yeah.
And on the Cortez.
On the Cortez.
Rambo himself.
Sacrificing my own fishing time.
So you're going to help people learn how to fight fish, use the fish.
Yep.
So how do we get on this trip again?
Just send me a DM if you're interested on Instagram. And I'm a lot.
What if you're not that sophisticated? A DM.
Very simple. You can go on to direct message. You can go on to my website www.mhlis.com. There's a big old yellow banner on there that says, ask me about Medicare. In parentheses, that'll change this year. It says fishing as well. Right? But send me an email if anyone is interested.
Give that again.
www.mhlis.com.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And either DM on the Cigar Aficionado on Instagram. Or send an email.
Correct.
Would be the way I would do it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Because I'm not that sophisticated. You have a great text. Huh?
I thought so, yeah. Let me pull it right back up here. Okay. So this one says, good morning, guys. I'm so stoked to hear Brian today. Have you tried the ebbing rig? I wanted to try it and wanted to know if you would recommend using a speed jigging rod and reel, or can I get away with a heavier rail rod and two-speed style reel. Thanks from Corey in Escondido.
Yeah, I personally have not tried it. Now, I've been engaged in a lot of conversation with, James Kikawa on that particular style. I can't say that I know an awful lot about it just based on what he is telling me, but it is, it's kind of a drop shot with a teaser, if you will. Right. But I know that he had some success with it. And I know I understand the rigging.
You were talking about that last week with Captain's Concepts. Yeah.
Based on what I have seen and what I know, you don't need the speed jigging outfit. You can do it with your regulation, rod and reel. So that's what's cool about it. But
does it work?
I have not seen it. I know I saw a picture. I know James caught a few fish with it on one of his trips. So I can't comment on that. What I can say is it's definitely interesting.
Yeah.
It's another one of those deals where totally. You might consider adding to your repertoire. Once more information comes out on it, I know that the baits are they have the selection process they go through with the baits and things like that.
Sure.
So they're getting everything kind of getting
dialing in
together.
A little bit more.
Yeah, they'll dial it in a little bit more here in the coming months to kind of see what happens.
Okay. Brawler's quick synopsis, and he says there's a lot more to it, but he thought it was going to be a much more effective yellowfin tool than a bluefin tool.
Ah.
He said when they were on several stops when that yellowfin was done biting baits and the stop was kind of over, he was watching guys pick off fish with that style of rig when other things weren't working. And,
all right.
And I know they'd mentioned that they were going to try and make another video kind of dedicated to that also.
On Captain's Concepts. Mm-hmm. All right, cool. Hey, let's jump back in the phones, Rick.
You got it, man. How about this time we talk to Rich? He's calling us from Bradley this morning. Rich, good morning. Thanks for joining us on Let's Talk Hookup.
Oh, glad to do it. And this speed jigging thing almost sounds like a foreign language to me compared to what we've been doing for 50 years. I'm wondering, are there any videos or YouTube or pictures that I can check out to help me get dialed in to make sure that if I'm going to go out and try it, I've got the right stuff, the right rigging, the right terminal, et cetera?
Let's get real interactive here. Log on to my website. Send me an email.
So the website again is?
www.mhlis.com.
MHLIS.com.
That's
What's that stand for?
Milestone Health and Life.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Log on to my website, send me an email, and then I'll get your number, and you and I can converse about anything and everything that you want. I will give you the time of day and do so happily to get you dialed in 100%.
This is what you like.
This is what I love to do.
That's
not
how you make your living, but that's what you love to do.
No,
so, okay, let me ask you this. If we Google the Cigar Aficionado, mm-hmm. are we going to find that website?
No, you will not. That's a completely different animal.
Okay.
That's just my social media.
That's your
real
world job.
Yeah, that's my real world job.
So give the website again.
www.mhlis.com.
Okay, that's good stuff. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning. I got a great text here from Charlie in Gardenia, and he wants to know, explain the technique you were talking about on how to land fish and work the rod. Can you explain it on the radio, or is it better to look at videos or come to one of your seminars, or better yet, go on the Cortez?
Yeah, all of the above.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I can explain it pretty as quick as possible here. But the foundational piece of fighting fish on the jigging rods is, for me anyway, what has worked for me is keeping the rod tip pointed at the fish's nose. Or at his face. And so if we get that out of the way, then there's so much more to it. But that's the foundational piece. We start getting into even like cutting the circles off. You know, I was talking to the guys on my most recent trip about that, and they weren't sure what that meant until I got onto the rail and started showing them what we do on that. But that's the foundational piece. If you want, again, hit me up on DMs or get me on my website. And again, I am happy, man. I'm not kidding you. Give me a call. I'll spend the time with you over the phone. And trust me, there is no attitude, no venom in what I do. You can tell right away I'm happy to do so.
Yeah.
Send me a message. If you want to send me videos of you doing it, I can't wait for those too. There's more to me than just this. As I help, one of the most popular seminars a very popular seminar that I've been doing, worked up for this year has been popper fishing, sport boat popper fishing, not just private boat guys. And there's a, you know, there's some interesting dynamics to that. But I'm happy to help. Just send me a message and away you'll go. I already got several DMs here.
I'll bet. I can imagine.
Yeah, with questions. So
for sure.
All right. Hey, we had a great text here from David in La Jolla. Said, hey, good morning, guys. What a fantastic show. When you have the challenge of wind and swell not helping you stay vertical, what techniques can you use while slow pitching and speed jigging in difficult weather?
Certainly maybe going to a heavier jig is one, but one of the things about fishing the speed jig, I mentioned this during the last show, it's a matter of timing. And so what we try to do is we get up on the bow or we get to the stern and we'll fire off a jig in the opposite side of the boat. So the crew might think you're nuts for just a little bit, but you get to one of the far ends of the boat and you fire it off on the opposite side. So now by the time it starts, the boat drifts and the jig gets right
underneath. So wind behind you.
Right, correct. Yeah. The wind to your back.
Normally it's wind in your face.
Right? This time we want the wind to your back. And so by firing off the jig there, you will be able to keep the jig, or you'll present the jig, keep that jig in front of that fish's face,
which is
that much longer.
Right?
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is a timing thing.
Yeah.
And you know,
because when you're stretched out, no good. You want to be vertical.
Correct. That's where they're
that's why they call it vertical jigging,
right?
That's
correct.
Yeah, I like it. So I like it. Hey, when we come back, speaking of vertical jigging, we're gonna figure out who's got this beautiful set of assist hooks, which is available for a photo on our Instagram page, and we're going to be giving away a brand new pair of Costas. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio and the Let's Talk Hookup app.
The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hard-working crew will make sure your fishing experience is one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service operation offering great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day open party trips on the spacious and comfortable Liberty. Since we introduced the full-day trips at Fisherman's Landing, the 85-foot Liberty has become a favorite among full-day operations with bunks for your comfort, huge bait capacity, and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big modern galley and two interior heads with showers. All our open party trips from half-day, full, or 1 to 3 day trips can easily be booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. Spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or a fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest that's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
If there's one thing we like, it's choices. And at your San Diego County Ford dealers, you can find yours with the all-new 2024 Ford F-150 and a range of powertrain options. Whether it's a gas engine with the best-in-class towing, powering up with the F-150 hybrid and the available Pro Power onboard, or the all-electric F-150 Lightning. What you choose to do with that much power is up to you. Tough this smart can only be called F-150. Visit your local San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Okay, it's time to distribute some prizes.
Yeah.
We got a winner both from the caller and the texter side
flip
today.
That coin there.
Guy's gonna do us the honor here.
All right.
The
deck there.
Okay, so this is the winner of the custom hand tied assist hook package is going to a texter. The texter today was Corey from Escondido,
which means
the phone call winner, who's got themselves a brand new pair of Costas, is Rich from Bradley. Congratulations, guys! You are so stoked with your prizes.
All right, thank you, Brian. such a great job. Again, if we
Thank
want
to
check out all your stuff, give us your contact info.
The easiest way is to go on the website, www.mhlis.com, or get me on Instagram at the Cigar Aficionado.
Aficionado. And just send a DM
yep.
or whatever.
Send me a direct message. Yeah, okay. Yep. Hit the follow button.
Yeah, cool. All right, thanks. Appreciate that very much. Thanks to Mateos for manning the phones on the board today. And thanks to Adam for all he does on Let's Talk Hookup app and all his other stuff that he does for us. Thanks, Adam, for that. And thank you out there for your phones, your texts, and your support of Let's Talk Hookup, and, of course, our sponsors, too. Tomorrow on Let's Talk Hookup, Captain Ryan Brostian from the San Diego, first day on the water. I'm sure Matt's running the boat, but Ryan will be here, and that'll be good. So thanks for listening. We'll see you tomorrow morning right back here on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio and the Let's Talk Hookup app.